Yo, what's up? What's going on, everybody? Today is February 1st. Yes, it's moving along. I just had to come up here and chat with y'all, man. I'm feeling so much better. Like ever since I got off of social media, like Instagram and searching and talking to everybody and just, you know, searching and searching, I feel so much better. At one point, I was having anxiety attacks. I was having, like, heavy pressure on my chest. And my higher self was telling me to get off with the searching. Get off with the searching. Because one thing I'm going to tell you right now, and I know it to be the truth, once you understand and know the truth, there is no going back. If you try to go back, it makes it 10 times harder. There is no escaping the truth. Once you learn it, ain't no going back. Literally, life will be so much harder. Things will hit you even more harder. Things will start to fall apart even more. Like, I am grateful for Shauna. Like, I know everything that she does is like to teach, to help me grow. You know, I never was jealous of Shauna. I never got upset. But now that I'm rising, you know, those lower entities trying to make me feel like, oh, she don't really look at you like a friend, and da 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 da. She don't share none of your stuff. She don't like none of your pictures. Like, that's not what I'm in it for. And it's just been crazy. And lately, like, and I have to be honest. I'm going to always be true. I've been having some very strange dreams. And mind you, I never thought of Shauna like a girlfriend or anything. Never looked at her in that type of way, always like a sister, always like a mentor. But I've been having some dreams that we did some sexual things, and it was like, I did not like the way it felt. I did not like how that felt. Like, I can hear her voice loud and clear, but the things that she was saying, that's not what I wanted. I wasn't feeling that type of way. So it bothered me. I'm like, yo, why am I having sexual dreams about Shauna? And that's my sister. I know in the past I had a problem with sex. I love sex. I would, you know, I wouldn't sleep with just anybody, but if we was vibing, I would sleep with you. Like, we would have to vibe, but I would sleep with you. And I just realized that comes from me being molested as a young boy by my girl and my boy cousin. It really brought something very sexual in me. I was 5 years old when that happened. And that's not normal. And I enjoyed sex. I wanted to watch nasty stuff. I wanted to do things. I even came to a point where I was trying to hump on my mom, watching pornos and trying to do the things to my mom. Like, it really got that bad. But, you know, I'm past that now. I'm not sleeping with anyone. And I have no mindset on trying to sleep with anyone. And it was weird. I've been having a lot of sexual dreams. Last night I had like 2 or 3 of them. And It was, I enjoyed it, but I didn't know why I wanted to do that, because I'm not thinking like that in my reality. Maybe subconsciously I still want to have sex, but I'm not doing that. I am rising above that. So, yeah, some things that's going on. It's, you know, the lower entities, my lower self trying to pull me down, because I'm connected to everything. But I'm trying to rise, and I am going to rise. It feels good not to be on social media searching and hearing all the negative stuff. I am selling more of my stuff. I'm trying to get rid of so much stuff. I'm trying to limit myself to like five or six pair of shoes, including boots. It don't make no sense to have 30 pair of shoes and all that. I have sold a lot of stuff, and I have gotten rid of a lot of stuff, brand new stuff too as well. So I'm just trying to move forward in myself and get some of these energies away from me. Still working on cutting back eating so much of the snacks and little things like that. I don't have to do that. I have to prepare myself for what's about to happen. And that has been the hardest thing for me, because food and sex was my biggest comfort, my comfort places. And you know, I haven't really been talking to people, but I've been encouraging a lot of people. And I can see a lot of these people they're just looking for someone to save them. And I can't be that for them. As I say, this podcast is real. I have to be real. I haven't been feeling sad or anything, but I started thinking about, you know, I was listening to Shauna's old past podcast, and I started to hear what she said about the children from the age of 1 to 6. And I knew that. That's when they get all the programs for how you treat them. And at that age, I didn't do my kids as well as I should have did them. I didn't give them the love that they deserved. And now I feel like, you know, they not turning out the way they supposed to. I got one I got two who seeks attention all the time. I got one who could care less, plays hard, and she really wants to be loved, but she plays so hard because I kind of created that. And with the no crying and no showing no emotion, I wish I could go take that back, but you know what, I can't beat myself down for it. I can only be an example for them now, and that's what I'm trying to do. And this was with two girls. Those are my babies. I'm not talking to my second oldest daughter. I'm always here. I love her to death, but the thing about it is I want people to want to be around me because they love me and they want to be around me, not because I'm supposed to do something for you. Don't just hit me up on your birthday. I don't do things like that. I'm different. I'm showing them to choose them at all times. Because I'm going to choose me. And that doesn't mean I don't love them. Because choosing me is choosing them. Come on, somebody say. Choosing me is choosing you. Because we are all connected. I really love coming on here talking. I'm not really searching anymore. As for like trying to find money and stuff. I'm just selling my stuff. I'm going to get my camper fixed up. I need some new brakes. I need to flush out something. And I'm good to go. That's pretty much change the spark plugs. And I'm good to go. I don't know what I'm going to do with this case. For me, I might not push it no more. Whatever they offer, they got whatever it is, I'm going to just take it. Because I'm ready to move on. You know, I'm being patient. But whatever it is, I'm going to take it. And I'm going to have faith that the universe is going to guide me and show me where I need to be. And it gets easier and easier. But the easier it gets, the more I feel the lower entities trying to pull me down, but I won't allow myself to go down. I'm going to go 60 days with no 60 days of no masturbation or self-pleasing. Self-pleasing is a very good thing. They always lie to us and make us feel bad for pleasing ourselves. Like, you gotta realize every time you sleep with somebody, you exchange energy. And we don't need that. Some energies you don't want in your life. You don't need in your life. and to be exchanging those type of energies, and now you gotta fight. You gotta fight with other entities because they are at a different frequency. You don't want to do that. Not at all. We don't want that. So I wanna rise up to another level. I'm going on a sexual fast. No playing or no doing none of that. Even though that is a healthy thing to play with yourself and please yourself. Because it is only you. I am really starting to get that. I had a conversation with Shauna a couple of months back about it. And it makes so much sense. Anything that helps you and brings you life and power, they want to make it seem like it's a bad thing. Even the spiritual world. Sometimes you got to release that energy. Things going on, you got to release it. Anything sexual or releasing, you are releasing energy. So sometimes it's good to release some of those negative energies or whatever you're going through and start fresh. Let it build back up. But I love you guys. I really do. I really do. I'm so happy. Like, the sun's been shining on me in these cold days up here in New York. But I've been getting that good sunshine and I've been feeling great. I really have. Sometimes, you know, I have my moments, but I know why I'm having them. And that is the biggest thing when you know why you're having something. It's so dope. I feel my consciousness is rising. You know, at one point I just felt like, damn, am I brain dead? Why I don't stress and worry about everybody else? But then I realized that's a gift. And then I start worrying about trying to have control of shit. That's something that I am learning to let go. And that's not easy for me. But I am. And listening to Shauna, I seen she had that problem too, where she was able to do that. Allow things to just go. And not have to be the way she wanted to be. But I love you guys. I did put where I can get some subscriptions if you guys want to tune in. If I get some subscribers, I'll start doing it a lot more. And if I'm not, I'm still gonna do, you know, what I do, but it would be nice to feel appreciated. And, you know, maybe I could get more listeners. Like, my average listeners is 7. And I want more people to hear, and I want more people to see, like, how I'm being an example to the world and how they can find freedom too. But I've been on here 13 minutes. I'm about to let y'all go. I love y'all. Stay strong, do something you love, and keep moving forward.